Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome to another enlightening episode of Islamic Upbringing, where we dive deep into the essential aspects of nurturing your youth in line with Islamic teachings. In this program, our discussions are rooted in the guidance of the Holy Quran and the timeless wisdom of hadith from our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, and the insightful narratives of our noble imams. I'm glad to have with us today Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas, a research scholar from the Seminary of Qom, who possesses a wealth of knowledge in both Islamic studies as well as psychology. So, Brother Liaqat Abbas, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
One of the things that is so common in the teens is that they start comparing themselves with others, and then they feel discontent with themselves. Yes, we're going to discuss dissatisfaction and discontent in teens, and Brother Liaqat Abbas is here to help us through, and he'll tell us the solutions, what to do with these teens. And you may have seen like teens are so much unsatisfied with themselves. So be it the body image, like, because the body image concept is so much out there on social media today. It's telling you like there's this perfect, I don't know, so-called body, and they start comparing, be that on the television, be that with celebrities, or be that anywhere else. So like this is so common in teens. So what could be done and how to tackle this dissatisfaction?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So this is extremely common. Why? Because, of course, when it comes to body image, the teens are facing a lot of issue with this, because they want the perfect image of the body, a perfect face, a perfect color, skin tone, I mean, perfect skin tone, or perfect, hair color, perfect hair, like example, perfect hair with regards to it being curly, or examples in a straightened manner, example,
yeah.
Eye color, everything.
Everything, yeah.
Wearing clothes, shoes, example, when it comes to ladies, like purse, and it goes ahead with like makeup, ornaments, jewelry, I don't know, nail polish and lipstick and stuff.
Yeah.
That side over here, sleeveless, shorts, I don't know, bike and everything. Yeah. So everything is mattering. Like, okay, so if I sit on this so-and-so bike, I'm going to look good. Okay, if I
it comes from elite family.
Yeah, example, I'm going to impress other people, example.
Yeah.
Okay, and how am I dressing up is very important. Unfortunately, many teens, like there are millions and millions of teens who feel insecure about their appearance, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when they compare it to the social influencers, so there are social people like on TikTok, be it on Insta, be it on social media websites. So they are hesitant in order to engage in social activities or wear certain clothes. So like when they have good clothes, the teens are like, okay, if I wear this, I might be outdated.
Yeah.
Okay? So they want new clothes to be brought, new things, new stuff to be brought by their parents in order to get upgraded with the going trend, example. Okay. So what's the solution, example? The first thing is to get a break from the social media. This is the main thing.
Okay.
Like getting a break, which is very difficult, is very important. Why? Because this teen is addicted to social media. So everything is from there.
Yeah.
Okay. So get a break from social media. Don't go to those social influences, those celebrities. Unfortunately, you know what? When it comes to psychology, there are many celebrities who have this disorder. Like they have disorders.
Okay.
Disorder of grandiosity. Like they want themselves to be shown. They want themselves to be praised. This is a kind of disorder.
Yeah.
Narcissism, what we say. Yeah. And there's another disorder called histrionic. Anyways, we don't want to go inside it. Where they want praise
attention,
to happen.
Praise,
so what they're
going to
do, they're going to apply a lot of lipstick, example. They're going to make their body shape in a perfect manner. Why?
Right.
Because they want a lot of praise.
Right. Yeah. Let's take a short break here. And it's needed to ponder on these things. And we'll get back to you.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman. Don't give in to Shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, wa Khaliquna, wa Rasiquna, wa Huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother Liaquat is helping us with dissatisfaction. Well, we said that teens, when they compare themselves with the social media celebrities or anyone who looks like kind of so-called perfect apparently, and they have this discontent and dissatisfaction with their physical appearance. So how to help out these teens, especially like, because like we have girls and when in Islam we are taught modesty and to be not to be showing off and not to be a center of attraction. In that phase, we are facing a world when this has become a competition and this has become something that represents you, basically.
Yep. So these celebrities, even they go through a lot of surgeries in order to make their body like shape perfect.
Yeah.
Or example, in order to get proper appearance with regards to face, with regards to teeth. Even and they spend like thousands to like even hundreds of thousands of dollars on this because there was a kind of investigation research I would say which was done on those celebrities who kind of implant their teeth and it really costs a lot in order to implant one teeth. So it's not like they don't have perfect teeth from day one,
right?
But they make it in that manner so that because they're going to be a public figure or they are a public figure,
right?
So they want to show it in the best manner. So this teen, unfortunately, he or she looks at that particular celebrity or social influencer and the person is like, oh my God, I don't have these kind of teeth. I don't have this kind of eye color. I don't have this kind of skin tone, or I don't have these kind of, example, hair color, example, you see?
So it's like when you feel like these are the things, they define you. Mm-hmm. So who has to come and teach them this is not something that defines you?
Exactly. So the solution is basically to get rid of these kind of people, number one. Get a break from social media.
Take a break from social media,
and focus on self-acceptance. You know, in the world, there are billions of people whose body image, hair color, whatever, is like other people.
Yeah.
Like example, my skin color is no more different than any other person.
Right.
Even the person, I didn't go through any kind of surgery. Example, even other people, they didn't go through any kind of surgery in order to get a kind of special hair color or eye color or skin color or whatever color. Yeah. So I'm like, I am me. So accept it. Like, I am me and I have to focus on accepting myself. Rather than saying, oh, I want to be like him or her. You see, this is the first step. So there are 2 points. Number one is getting
take
rid of
break.
Social media.
Take a break from social media.
Yeah, taking a break from social media. Don't stop not feeding, following those kind of people.
Stop feeding your soul with that content.
Mm-hmm. Number two is focus on accepting, like on self-acceptance.
Yourself.
Yes, exactly. And of course, like surrounding people who accept themselves is very important.
All right. So now you
having friends who accept, who have this kind of quality, self-acceptance.
Right. Right. We'll discuss more with you. Mm-hmm. Let's take a short break here, dear listeners. Stay tuned.
Ya muqiy al-khayrat, ya muqiy al-khayrat.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "A righteous child is indeed a flower from the flowers of paradise."
Welcome back. This is Islamic Upbringing. Well, we have been talking about dissatisfaction and discontent. That's a lot there in teens because they constantly keep on comparing themselves with these so-called perfect figures who appear to be so perfect or so, I would say, artificial to me. And they want to look like them. So they are discontent with the physical appearance they have. So how do these girls or these boys come out of this? Brother Liaquat, you said that one is to get rid of social media for some time, take a break, stop feeding your soul with that content that brings you dissatisfaction. Number two, you said acknowledge yourself, accept, have this concept of self-acceptance and acknowledge the way you're made and say to yourself that this is not what defines me. And there's something beyond this that defines
exactly.
So, and you were discussing the third point.
Yeah. So the third point is to surround
yourself
with positive influences and those people who accept themselves. And the fourth point is learning about self-worth beyond appearance. This is very important.
Yeah.
So my appearance is not what defines me.
Yeah.
My worth is not my appearance, unlike other maybe celebrities.
Yeah.
Like whose worth is in their face. That's it.
Actually,
they don't have anything.
You said like as per psychology, they are kind of suffering from this.
They have disorders, unfortunately.
Right.
Of course, this is through a research. Okay?
Right.
I'm not targeting a particular celebrity or something.
Right.
But this is there. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, because they want themselves to be praised. So they go ahead with making themselves more beautiful.
And there was also this article recently I went through. I was saying that I don't remember the name of celebrities though. But I was saying, like, for example, this particular lady in Hollywood is considered to be like one of the beautiful women around the world, but she herself is unsatisfied with her particular nose.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something else, like similarly, there's another actor who is known for this particular thing, but he himself is unsatisfied with this particular thing about him. So yeah, like sometimes people praise your worth, things that you yourself do not acknowledge, but people see that as something good in you. Number one is you yourself acknowledge things.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, also engaging with more friends and like kind of not
who support
going,
you.
Yeah, exactly. Who are like who know who you are and who accept how you are.
All right.
It's
so
not
there,
like,
there should be friends who are content, first of all, with themselves, satisfied with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And when you surround yourself with them, they're going to give you those positive vibes.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's like, okay, so a particular skin tone, example, if a person is having a particular skin tone, it doesn't make any different with another particular skin tone. Why? Because it's a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And upon
embrace,
the creation of Allah
embrace
subhanahu
the variety.
Ta'ala, exactly, yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created such a person in that manner. Example, a person is created with white skin tone, a person is created with a black skin tone.
Yeah.
And everyone is beautiful in their own manner.
Yeah.
So this is there. So, and what is important here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the appearance.
It's the piety. Piety and taqwa. And yeah, thank you, brother. That was
thank
all
you.
The time we have for today's episode. Thank you, dear listeners. Teach your children piety. because piety is something that's going to count, not the physical appearance, because rosy lips, rosy cheeks, they're going to fade away one day because they are all time's fool. Thank you for listening until another episode. Take good care of yourself. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.